our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha!
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly, and I'm not near the microphone.
And we are awesome.
Or if I moved my chair anywhere near. Remember when I said I was ready to podcast?
Yeah.
Ow. Turns out I was wrong. Oh, no. What's happened?
I have bonked my head.
Oh, no. What did you hit it on?
This.
Oh, on a...
The thing that someone put
on
there.
On a baking stone bar tray.
It's a giant stone.
For bears.
I hit my head on a big rock.
Oh, there's the socks here.
Oh, there's your socks.
They're not mine. They're yours.
I don't want it.
Listen.
I'm going to put it on.
Put it on.
I'm putting on the socks.
They're bright red.
Putting on the socks.
So, we're recording a little bit early on this one.
If you don't have socks on, then you can put your socks on your feet and you can do it. Putting on the socks.
We've been watching Young Frankenstein for the last hour and a half.
If you don't have socks on your feet, then you can put the socks on your feet. Just do it. Putting on your socks.
Okay. This is such a good song. It was a real...
So for those of you who are new listeners to our podcast...
All the brand new listeners.
Every brand new listener, we just want to tell you a little bit about ourselves. I'm Adam.
I'm Holly. We did that part already.
Right, but they don't know. They don't know which one is which. It's hard to differentiate our voices.
Are we expecting an influx of new listeners?
Well, yeah, I mean, we always are.
You're just like, hey...
And if you guys...
Are we always... Maybe you always are.
Well,
I have a stronger understanding of where our podcast is in people's hearts and minds.
So, if you're interested, we do have a Patreon.
Oh, yeah, we do. You're just going to lead with the money up front? Like, hey!
You got to put your mouth where the money is.
You just started listening to us. You don't know if we're any good. We're not. but give us money, probably, right?
Yeah, we have a Patreon. We have a Facebook page.
We do have a Facebook page. That's more relevant. You don't have to pay for that.
Yeah.
I think it's facebook.com/ahapodcast.
Yeah. If you like us enough that you want to give us like a couple bucks.
It's a monthly thing. It's low stakes, you guys. Cup of coffee. That's like the thing, right?
Almost.
It's a cup of coffee
almost.
A month.
Well, part of my weird day involves a cup of coffee.
Okay.
We'll get to that when I get to weird day segment.
Adam's Weird Day. We record a theme song for Adam's Weird Day segment.
Oh,
you know what? Let's
God.
Not, because that'll anticipate we'll have more weird
I don't,
days to
no,
talk about
today
later.
Was the weirdest day.
Was it?
Okay.
Why don't you start talking about it? I'm going to go make myself some tea. You start talking about your weird
day.
Can
you make me a... What time is it?
Do you want tea or coffee? How about you have tea? Do you want
tea.
Some Christmas tea?
I want regular tea. Oh, yeah.
Christmas tea?
I want the...
I'll make you a Downton Abbey Christmas
Downton Abbey.
All right,
Christmas
you talk
tea.
About your day. I'm going to make
okay.
Downton Abbey.
Okay, I wrote it down, because there's a lot of stuff that happened.
Okay.
Where'd I put it? Dang it.
I don't know where you put it.
I set it down and I lost it now.
You're so prepared for this podcast. People give us money. We're very prepared podcasters.
This isn't it. Hold on. I
All
set
right,
it down.
One piece of paper narrowed down is not the right one.
Listen.
I'm listening. I'm full on attention on you.
Son of a butt.
Neither one of us is at the microphone right now. So if you're a new listener, this is actually pretty standard.
I don't know where my weird day went.
Okay, well, I will attempt to find it. Why don't you start talking about it anyway? Because you probably know how it starts.
Yeah, it started out...
The beginning bits.
Okay, so... At the beginning, what the fuck?
No, it's fine. I'll help find it. Talk about it.
So at the beginning...
Okay.
Okay, so I woke up at 2:50 a.m.
2:50!
Because I woke up and I was startled because I thought I was late for work.
Nope, it was 2:50 a.m.
It turns out that it was 2:50 in the a.m. and I was not late for work.
Oh, Christmas tea smells so good.
And then I woke up again at 4:30. And then I was supposed to get up at 4:45, but I woke up at 4:27. I got up 18 minutes before my alarm. And I was like, well, I guess I'm awake. So I woke up. Then I got ready for work. And I realized that I went to the bus stop, the one I normally go to, and then I realized that bus doesn't come until 6 o'clock, and it was 5:30, well, I left at 5:33,
Yeah, the first bus on the Sunday there, the Sunday schedule doesn't run until 6.
Until 6, and I had to be at work at 6:30.
Don't need that,
so I would have been waiting there for 27 minutes until the bus showed up.
And then hope that the bus gets to your work on time.
Right, which it wouldn't have. So then I had to go to the other bus stop, which is 11 minutes in the other direction. And then I get there, and I had to wait 18 minutes for that bus. So
did you check their app to see? Because sometimes those screens lie. Like, I had one tell me it was going to be 15 minutes earlier, and it came. Like, the bus came then. So, Alexa, set a timer for 4 minutes.
So
I just don't know if I believe it, you know?
Sure. But anyway, so the bus didn't show up. And then the other bus was going to be 18 minutes until it showed up. And that would have been, like, at 6 o'clock, and I never would have.
Did you not set the timer?
I don't know.
Alexa, set a timer for 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
Oh, you're probably starting talking again.
Yeah, well, because I'm trying to tell my story, and you're talking to our robot.
Don't worry, I'm also running water, which is a really good podcasting technique. Okay, anyway, so you went to the other bus stop, and there was going to be a while for the bus.
Yeah, so it was going to be a while for the bus. And then I texted you and said, ugh, everything's awful. And then you said, why don't you just take an Uber?
I was miraculously awake.
Yeah, you said, I'll just take an Uber. And I said, okay. So I did that, and I had it pick me up.
Checked the price on it. When I checked, it was like $4.70. Yeah, was it about that? Yeah. Okay, good.
So I got an Uber, and I was like, I'll just pick me up at the gas station, and I'll go get a coffee or whatever at the gas station while I wait for the Uber. So I went there.
How long was the Uber going to be?
Then it said 9 minutes. So I was like,
oh, yeah, that lies all the time.
So I went there. I was like, okay, I got 9 minutes to get a coffee and, you know, donut or whatever. So I went in, grabbed a coffee and a donut. Went to pay for it, and the guy is sitting there, like, counting out his till, and he's like, oh, it'll just be a minute. And I'm like, okay, fine. So I waited, and then the thing beeped. Your Uber's outside. And I was like, fuck, okay, I gotta pay for this. And I'm like, how much is this coffee? And he's like, ugh. Like, he just, like, waved, like, he's
just
counting.
Waved you.
And I'm like, okay, I gotta go. I need to pay for this. And I'm like, so I just took a $5 out and put it on the counter. I'm like, this should cover it. I'm leaving.
You did that thing they do in movies and TV shows where they're like, just take this and they walk out the door.
Well,
what am I gonna do?
No,
I think that's.
I paid
you
more.
You way overpaid.
Yeah,
that's
well,
probably three times what it was, but what was your option?
Yeah, so I paid $5 for a stupid coffee that it was gas station coffee.
Gas station coffee. Did you get a donut?
Yeah, I got a donut.
Okay, well, at least that's something.
So that's
because the donut was probably
so
59
happened.
Cents.
And then I got in the Uber, and then the Uber driver is real weird. He starts talking to me, and he's like, what is the origin of your name? And I'm like, what? I don't know.
Adam?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know.
He was probably asking about Clash, right?
No, I don't know. And he's like, is it Arabic? And I'm like, no. What are you talking about? And he's like, it's Arabic.
He was probably trying to find commonality.
Yeah, but I don't want to talk to him.
How is Clash Arabic? Adam isn't Arabic either.
I don't know.
I don't understand.
I don't know.
What this guy's deal was.
Yeah, but anyway, he kept talking to me, and I just did not want to talk
to
him at
all. Yeah, I
hate
when Uber drivers talk to me. I hate it.
And then
I try to answer their questions with very short answers and look really distracted, because usually they'll give up. Did you sit in the front or the back?
Back.
Okay.
I was not in the mood for talking
after
all this bullshit so far.
I haven't found a good way to be like, I don't want to talk to you. Aside from, like, just putting myself into my phone and hoping for the best. I take Uber pool usually when I take it, though, so usually there's at least one other person in the car with me.
There wasn't anybody else. I did Uber pool, but there was nobody else.
Yeah, there isn't always somebody else, but Uber pool means you're leaving the option open for somebody else, or they might already have somebody else. It's cheaper because your ride takes a little bit longer and they can group it with someone else's.
But, yeah, so I got to work, and then I got there, it was like 6:07 or whatever.
Yeah, you could have just gotten coffee when you got to work, it turns out.
No, they don't open on Sundays. The coffee place that I go to isn't open on Sundays.
Yeah, but you had like 25 minutes. You could have found another coffee place.
Okay, so even if I did find another coffee place, there's more to this story.
Okay, I'm listening.
I haven't got into work yet.
Okay. You leave the Uber. You say,
leave the Uber.
Thanks,
I get to the
whatever.
Building. Yeah, I get to the building. So the way that it works is when I go to work in the morning before it's open, I have to go through like a secret door in the back.
Uh-huh.
And then I have to take the elevator up one floor.
Uh-huh.
And then go through the secret hallway and to a door that is supposed to be unlocked by the security guards, right?
Oh, no.
So
I see where this is going very clearly because you've used the word supposed to.
So I get there. It's maybe one out of every 6 or 7 days it's not open.
Okay.
Which is fine. So when it's locked, I just go, ugh. And then I go back to the elevator, go down to the first floor, and then walk up the turned off escalator to get to the second floor.
Sure.
So I did that. That's normal. That's fine. And then I have to go figure out what candies I need to restock.
Right, because it's early morning shift.
Yeah, so I get my list of candy, I go through the door, and then when it's locked, I always prop it open to make sure that it doesn't. When I come back with the cart full of candy, I don't get locked out. Yeah, Alexa, Stop.
She did. Continue.
So I did that. Same as every time. And that's normal.
Did you bring your keys with you at least?
Oh yeah, I always have my keys.
That's good.
I can't not have my keys. But that door, you can't unlock it. Like, that's a special key that the security guards have.
Oh, so it's that upstairs door, the same one you couldn't get through before.
Yeah. It's the same door.
Yeah.
But it's, so I, when I know that it's locked, I prop it open so I can get through. So I went down, got the candy, came back up, the door was closed again. And locked. It never has done that in the entire time that I worked there. It's either unlocked and, like, if it's closed, it's always, somebody unlocked it and they're like, oh, it's, you know, we gotta unlock it. But this time it was closed and locked still. So I had to leave the candy cart in the secret hallway, take the elevator back down to the first floor, walk all the way back around.
That is some BS.
And then,
T's really weak, by the way.
I think that's all there. Oh, no. And then when I was in there, I realized that I forgot my headphones.
Aww.
Which is, like, the worst. That's the worst part of the
story.
If
you're working alone, though, you can just play it.
Yeah, but it's... I like music. I like my podcasts and my headphones, because then I can walk around. Because my speaker on my iPhone is not great at all.
Yeah. I'm sorry that you had a rough morning. It sounds like it was no bueno.
It was zero bueno. And then
I accidentally made your tea very weak.
And then, the last thing that happened that was weird was some kid called me Santa.
So, I know you're, like, upset about that.
No, I'm not upset about it. It's just the thing that happened.
It's very understandable, though, because you have a beard.
Yeah.
You have a very Santa-shaped beard.
Yeah.
It's just not Santa color. I'm not sure where he got that from. How old was this kid?
Like, 2.
Yeah, okay. So
he's like, Santa! And I'm like, oh.
He's associated a person with a beard and glasses as being Santa.
Yeah.
Because Santas usually have glasses, too. Right?
Sure, yeah, they're like old
men.
Maybe mans.
Not the pictures so much, but like, of the people playing Santa, they usually have glasses.
Yeah. All right, I need some tea to calm me down.
I'm getting it. We're working on the tea.
So we have some business to attend to tonight as well. We have to trade some Pokemons.
Yep.
You're going to help me with that, because I have to evolve my trading Pokemon.
Yep.
I have a Porygon that I have, I'm going to get up to a Porygon Z.
Yep. Was that, by the way, the stuff you wanted to talk about, Paige, was that it?
Yeah, that was...
Okay.
That was
there awesome. Wasn't, like...
This is all I get?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's actually a lot.
It's
just
like,
a big cup.
It's like half a thing.
Yeah, it's a big
it's
cup.
It's less than a half of tea.
It's a big cup. Listen, it's already weak tea. What's wrong? Is it bad tea?
No, I breathed it in.
Oh, don't breathe in tea. I like that you're physically performing with your face like anyone can see you. We are not yet on
camera. But
that's
none of my business.
Speaking of being on camera, you know what time it is.
It's business time.
It's business. No, it's not. We're not doing that on camera, so sorry, you guys.
What?
There was a song I was singing about it being business time, and then we were talking about how we would be on camera, but we shouldn't, that shouldn't be a thing.
It's business time.
Okay, publish. Live video. Describe your live video. Creeplings. Once again.
Volume 3.
Go live.
Do it. Are we live?
We are live, but it's looking at the ceiling.
Well, you have it turned around.
Now it's correct. We are looking at the table where we will be opening Creeplings.
Oh. Oh, we're live.
You're live.
Now, Creeplings once again. Hey, everybody,
yeah,
we're live.
That's what I said. It's a table. All
right. Get the Creeplings.
Hello. Oh, can you look at my chipped ass nails? Ugh, terrible. All right. I think we have one box, one Creeplings box left,
mm-hmm.
And then two Creeplings bags left.
Oh, is that it? Do you want to open the two bags or the one box?
Yeah, I'm thinking we either open the two bags or the one box.
Okay, we'll do the one box. Or no,
we'll
do let's
the one
do
box.
The bags.
Well,
we're
doing two podcasts, right? So the one after this, we'll do the box.
All right, I'll do mine first.
I'm gonna tilt this up a little bit so that we don't have all right. to.
Here's our little...
Wait, there's a camera here for a reason, bro. Look,
okay, I can't see where it is.
Okay, well, put your hands out. Put your hands over there.
Is it here?
Right. Yep, that's good.
We have. Oh, it's a cookie.
Oh, do we
cookie
have
bite.
Him? Cookie bite. We had him.
Do you have a blue cookie
we
bite?
We had him in a different color. Maybe I just saw a picture of him and I thought he was cute.
Blue cookie bite. Yeah, I put him where he goes.
Pretty good.
What's his name?
Oh, I should turn the light on. Is this light plugged in?
I don't know. I didn't unplug it.
I did.
Crooked Cookie is his name.
Crooked Cookie?
Yeah. The blue one.
Describe his life to me. He has a
heart. He has a backstory. He has a heart, and he's got teeth. Uh-huh. He's got teeth and a heart.
Such terrible lighting, but who even cares? He's a nice guy. He's a nice guy. We should put out all the ones we have so far just as reference for people.
Crooked Cookie. You can see him there on the bottom.
At the bottom.
Right there.
Crooked Cookie. All right. I'm going to put out all the guys we've already have.
Okay.
So that we could just get an inventory. One? I don't know. You look him up.
Let me look him up. Let me see his name.
I'm going to stand up Crooked Cookie. Like the one thing that I don't like so much about Creeplings is they only stand up sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Cobat.
Cupcake guy.
It's Cobat. We want to stand him up or lay him down.
I'm standing him up for now. They do look better. Kind of neither way.
Like halfway between.
Yeah. Like if you could just tilt them.
Can you tilt this so it's just down so we can have them?
No, because otherwise it goes too close into the thing. Mm. If I had a taller tripod, then that would be fine. You know what? We'll just lay him down. It'll
be baby something.
Some kind of baby.
Dead baby.
There's nobody watching anymore.
Was there someone watching?
There was.
Baby ice. Fries.
Yeah, what's his name though? It's not Fries.
Mad Fries.
Mad Fries? What do we got here?
Nork. Nork is the heart.
Oh, there we go. That's what I thought.
Oh, we have two cookies.
That's fine. I'm fine with cookie twins.
We have other heart. Bork and Nork.
He's the best.
Old Cake!
This guy. Oh, we got a lot of these. Let's deck him on top of him because he's the same.
Mm-hmm. I'll do it.
We'll do it over there. I got it. And we got.
We got so many creeplings.
This guy.
Oh, I like the skull. His name is Crawl.
Oh, we're not even on the screen anymore, I don't think. That's okay.
Oh, that guy.
And then.
Gluff.
Another one of him.
And another Gluff. We have some doubles.
We do have some doubles, but that's okay.
That's fine. We love them all equally.
All right, I'm going to sweep these away. I'm going to open my packet that I have here. There's like a bunny looking thing that I really want. He's on the front and on the
back. Oh, like a bunny with a button eye?
Yeah, he's cute. Well, what I have instead received is another one of these guys. We get two of them.
I'm going to open the other one. Or no, we have to do it on another one.
Yeah, we'll do it on the next podcast. Two of these guys. We should do a giveaway of all of our duplicate ones at some point. All
right, who's like our duplicates? Like when we're finished. Oh, when we're finished?
So, yeah, these so are our right now so it's far. One of those.
Cookie Man.
One of those. And one of those.
This is our duplicates that we have. So we're going to do a giveaway for those.
Hopefully we won't open another duplicate. I mean, not that they're not all cute, but like, you know, you want to get the variety right. We may have to order some more because we've run out.
Mm-hmm.
We may have to get a couple more.
Mm-hmm.
From the internet. It's just like,
I was hoping to get like a deal with them, but they haven't.
That's okay. No, I mean, it's a small company. You can't expect a deal on something. They're probably barely making any profit. Yeah, they're probably not making profit. Creeplings.com. Contact via website for customer support.
Creeplings.com. You can order them there. Just
like Facebook message them if you know the people who have them. Anyway, I'm going to end the live stream and we'll go back to the regular podcast.
Yay.
Oh, it makes like a weird sound.
Welcome back to the regular podcast, regular podcast listeners.
Regular podcast.
If you would like to see our video, it's going to be on our
Facebook page. You probably actually have to go seek it out, though. We're a small page, so our content doesn't really surface to people organically through their news feeds.
Yeah.
You have to like pay to boost the post if you want that. Yeah, it's like $5,
and then other people will see
all 20 of our viewers. Yeah, not into that. So
yeah. We're not cool enough for that.
That's all right.
You can go to our page and see it.
Our page banner right now is the cheese that we ate on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
You spelled Tuesday differently than I was expecting.
Like chew and Tuesday.
Yeah, except you didn't even spell it like that. You said C-H-E-U-S.
Tuesday.
Wait, I was expecting C-H-E-W-S-D-A-Y. Or at least C-H-U-E-S-D-A-Y, but you did some weird
Tuesday.
Improper combination of either thing. But that's not how you spell Tuesday.
I know.
It's all very confusing.
Twesday. I don't want it to be Chwesday.
I don't think it makes sense either way. But it's fine. It doesn't matter.
Wait, it's yours. How come you got so much more tea than I do?
I don't. I just have a smaller cup. It's a much smaller cup. This probably holds like 2/3 or half.
My tea has bits in it.
It has bits.
It has bits of tea. Oh, we had Christmas today.
We did our Christmas today. Because I am tomorrow flying out until basically next year, so...
So we're doing two podcasts today, yeah, one to post now 18th. And one to post later.
I mean, flying out tomorrow the 19th, and we'll be returning on the 30th, so I won't be here for the next couple of podcasts. I won't be here for this week and next week, so we'll be covered. It's only 2 weeks I'm missing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be back the week after that. Yeah, so pretty excited to not be at work for a long time.
Yeah, that's exciting. And you were thinking about bringing your work laptop with you.
I was, and I would if I was going to be in a situation where I might miss a flight back and have to go to work the next day. But I'm not in that sort of situation. My flight back is on Friday the 30th, and I don't work again until the next Tuesday because of holidays. Because thank you, New Year's. It's really nice when holidays fall on Sundays, it turns out.
Mm-hmm.
And next year it'll be the same thing because it'll fall on Mondays. So, awesome.
Yeah mine just, I just work all the time.
You just work. I mean, that's the nature of retail, though.
Yeah.
Nobody ever gets...
They pay me for it.
Nobody ever gets chunks of time off.
Yeah. Unless you have to specifically ask for it. Hold on, I'm getting her snack.
What are you getting? I was going to eat a Jelly Belly, because it was Jelly Belly Advent Calendar.
I'm going to eat my candy bar.
Oh, you got a candy bar. When's the last time we had this candy bar?
When we were
a mystery candy bar, you guys.
We were in Canada.
We probably talked about this, because I think we podcasted after we went to Canada.
When we went to Winnipeg in like 2000...
2012
probably? 2012 or 2013. All right, this is called a Coffee Crisp.
Yeah.
Natural flavors with an OU.
Yeah, it's good stuff. They have that in, like, England and probably Australia and stuff, just not here.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much everywhere but here. Which is hilarious, because that shit would sell like crazy in Seattle.
Coffee Crisp.
Everybody here likes coffee.
Now open it up. It's a Nestle brand.
I'm going to open up,
I'm going to take a bite of it.
The Jelly Bellies we're behind on, because it's the, what I say, 18th today, and we're on day 9 of this advent calendar.
Mmm.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Mm, I bet you wish you could taste this.
I sure do. I'm going to open up this Jelly Belly, though. What do we got? Day 10. Jelly Belly Advent Calendar. Tutti Frutti.
Mmm, that's the best flavor.
It's a really good flavor.
One bite.
Here. You can have half the Jelly Bellies if I can have a bite of your coffee, Chris.
That's fair.
A little stale.
Well, you know, it came from somewhere else. We need a little garbage bag over here for all of our little garbage that we have.
We're from Canada. We do need like a little trash can over here.
Yeah.
And we have that trash can that used to be our compost bin and isn't anymore. So
oh yeah, we could just put that. I'll take 3 and you can have 4.
I like that these little packets usually come in like, it's either 7 or 8 in a packet.
Mm-hmm. That's the right amount of jelly beans.
Yeah, it is.
They're called pyramid bags.
Oh, is that what they're called? That makes sense, because they look like pyramids. Kind of.
So,
almost, oh, wait.
We have to talk about what we got for Christmas.
It tastes like bubblegum.
No, it's Tutti Frutti. It looks like bubblegum.
Does Tutti Frutti just taste like bubblegum?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There's also a bubblegum flavor that also tastes like bubblegum.
You just said to talk about what else we got for Christmas.
Our Christmas presents, yeah.
So Adam got me my Christmas present the other night. And he was trying real hard to come up with something original. They thought I would like, because, spoiler alert, Adam is really good at giving presents. He doesn't think that he is, but he is. So, I got a 2-year subscription to Cheese Monthly, and I could not be more pumped about it.
Well, it hits all the bases, right?
It's a whole magazine about cheese, you guys. I love cheese so much.
It's something that you didn't even know existed.
One, didn't know it existed. 2, didn't even know I wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
I told my coworkers that you got me a cheese magazine subscription.
Mm-hmm.
And jokingly, they're like, ha, 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 that's funny, so now you're going to get Cheese Monthly every month. I was like, no, but it is Cheese Monthly.
It's called Cheese Monthly.
It's called Cheese Monthly.
Well, there's all the bases it hits. You love cheese.
Mm-hmm.
You love getting mail.
Mm-hmm.
And you like to look through magazines.
I do love getting mail. Now, this all hinges upon the idea that our mail person knows where we live.
I think it works better if it's something they can fit in the mailbox.
I think it is, yeah. I think packages get routed differently for them.
Mm.
Speaking of packages, we got a package from your Aunt Jane.
We did.
You want to talk about what was in it?
There was 3 things in it.
It was, first off, a giant package that cost way too much to ship.
It was a giant box. The first thing that we pulled out was my high school picture, my senior picture.
And it was hanging on your granny's wall when we went to visit. Uh-huh. And then now it's going to be on our wall. Uh-huh. Which you don't like, but I'm super stoked for.
I mean, nobody likes themselves when they were 17.
No, of course not. But here's what we can do. We can have some dry erase markers. And we can just draw on the glass and give you, like, clown eyes and then just, like, redecorate it all the time. It'll be fine. It'll be fun. We'll give you a mustache on top of your goatee.
Do it like the... those things, like the magnet.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like the guy with the woolly, like the little iron filings.
Woolly.
Yeah. You already are woolly. You're just furry.
But I have more eyebrows. I don't think I have enough eyebrows.
You seem to have approximately the same amount of eyebrows you had when you were 18. Mm-hmm. Were you 17 or 18 when I was about to take him?
17, probably.
Yeah, they're usually... You don't look 17. I'd like to be clear. You look like in your early 20s. Mm-hmm. Because you had a goatee.
That's why my friends would always have me buy beer.
Oh, yeah. You could probably underage drink really easy. My friend Avi was saying that he started growing his beard when he was, like, 13. Mm-hmm. And so he just... I mean, I don't think he ever bought underage alcohol, but because he's not that kind of guy, but, like, he probably could have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bought some beer.
When did the drinking age go from 18 to 21, or is it a state-based thing?
Oh, no, it's national.
But when did that happen?
I think there was, like, an amendment to the Constitution. I want to say it was, like, the 80s. No.
No, it was later than you think it is.
I don't know. Let's Google that.
Google it up.
Let me Google that for you.
Are you going to go to the Let Me Google That For You?
'84.
Told you it was the 80s. Controversial.
National Minimum Drinking Age Act.
You can still do it.
You can still
have your drinking age under 21, but you
lose 10%
of your federal highway funding. So that's nobody's awesome. Doing it.
You're like, nah, we'll stick with that. Oh, there are a couple states.
No, it's 1969.
Oh. 2 years before the 26th Amendment was passed.
Man, they got a lot of graphs. Wikipedia
is... What was the 26th Amendment?
I don't know. What was the 26th Amendment?
The lower the voting age. 21 to 18.
So that people who go to war can actually vote about whether they should be going to war.
Yeah, that's fair. Do not be abridged... Okay, shall not... To vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States. Oh, it's just to vote when you're 18 instead of 21.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of maps on Wikipedia of the voting age in... And honestly, before 1968, it was 21 in most places. And then when they changed the vote to 18, states kind of went all over the place. And then there was a lot of them at 19 in 1983. And then I think everybody's at 21
now.
Yeah,
I don't know why they even... I don't know why they bother with that, but okay.
Because it's Wikipedia. You just got to have all the information, you know?
Well, no. I mean, why do they want 21 to be the drinking age? Who has set that...
You know, I'm sure that there are a lot of factors involved in it, and I don't think that the fact that your brain hasn't fully formed until your early 20s was factored into it.
But that makes sense. Been, was that right? Licorice?
Oh, I think it is. Oh, it's like a muddy green brown. Don't look. I want to guess what it is.
Okay, we want to taste it.
This is day 11 of the Jelly Belly Advent calendar on December
8th. It might be, I think it's chocolate mint. Let me take a look.
That would be my guess. Because it's, like, green and...
I think it's watermelon.
Brown. Oh, you think so?
Because it's green on the outside and red on the inside.
You're right on the inside? Yep, you're right.
Like watermelons are. Mmm. Watermelon. We're just going to eat all the Jelly Bellies. This is us eating Jelly Bellies, the podcast.
Well, let me prepare our next segment.
Okay.
While you eat Jelly Bellies. Talk about something.
Hey, listen. We're eating Jelly Bellies. And we're talking about something.
No, talk about something else.
Oh, listen, I'm talking about something else right now.
Oh, why are you so bad at this? Let's talk about Pokemon. You got a lot to say about them.
I need 2 more Pokemon for my Generation 6 Pokedex, or my living Pokedex. I tweeted about it, and 2 people retweeted it.
Is this only Generation 6?
Generation 7 is what's out now.
Oh.
But it's only 2 mythical Pokemon that you can't catch normally. I need Hoopa and Volcanion. I don't know how to get them, though.
What are you doing?
I don't know. What are you doing?
Talking.
Oh, I know what you're doing. Holly is preparing our next segment.
That's what I said I was doing.
Oh, I decided what I'm going to do for dinner while you're gone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have this big box of Crispix over here.
No.
And, I accidentally taught Adam how to make puppy chow, and that was a bad plan. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to eat all the puppy chow all day, every day. I'm going to play Dragon Quest Builders and eat puppy chow. We didn't finish our Christmas story.
We didn't. Keep talking.
So I got things for Christmas. I got Holly the magazine subscription, and then she bought me a shirt that says, "I'm Mr. Meeseeks, look at me."
Got a big old Mr. Meeseeks.
And there's
on
a Meeseeks on it.
All right, here you go.
Okay. And then, and she also got me Dragon Quest Builders, which I wanted since I heard about it.
I did. He was talking about it, and I was only, like, half trying to fake him out that I hadn't gotten it the last few weeks, but, like, I'd obviously gotten it. Like, there was never going to be any question that I got it.
And you got me a candy bar.
Mm-hmm.
And some cherries.
Cordial cherries and pistachios.
Pistachios, yeah.
And almond kisses.
Almond kisses.
Hershey's almond kisses.
I don't know how to eat them.
You just eat them? Like, with your mouth.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. I'll figure it out one day.
I got a bunch of Cadbury balls in my...
Cadbury balls.
What did we do yesterday? We saw Star Wars!
Oh, we did. I got a message. Hold on.
You got a message?
Are you guys going to be here for New Year's?
From Stefan. I will. Stefan, I will be here for New Year's.
I'm just texting people on the podcast. No big. Would you like to tell a story first?
About Star Wars?
Yeah.
I don't want to give any spoilers, but... So yesterday... the original plan for my Christmas present from Adam was going to be a massage. Then that didn't work out because of scheduling issues. So we decided yesterday to just spend the day together, and it was great. Mm-hmm. And so we went to brunch, which was really just more like lunch, because I like to sleep. And we went to Skillet, the place that we went last time, and it was great again. I had, what did I have? I already forgot. Oh, I had the hash that you had last time.
Yeah, you had the hash because it was good. It's just like a pot roast.
You had pork belly and cheesy grits.
I couldn't even finish my breakfast.
He didn't finish his food. This is unprecedented in the history of our relationship, I think. But I was proud of you for not finishing a giant thing of food that neither one of us should have.
But we also bought a cinnamon roll. Because we expected them to be sold out of it. So we're like, well, we'll just get a cinnamon roll if they have one.
Yeah, and then they did. And then it was huge and we had to have it for dinner instead.
Yeah, we had that for
dinner.
It's
a $6 cinnamon roll, but it's like a plate. Plate-sized cinnamon roll. It was really, really good.
So we got invited to Christmas or New Year's Eve.
Oh, cool. I didn't have any invitations yet.
So we're doing that. Eric and Mary. Remember them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we met them.
I like them.
We met them at Thanksgiving.
At Friendsgiving.
Friendsgiving.
Yeah, so then independently, Adam and I each thought it was a really good idea to go see Star Wars Rogue One. So we did that,
mm-hmm.
and we went to a movie theater up in the
Northgate Mall.
And we were going to see IMAX, but it's really expensive. It's like $18 a ticket, yeah. And that's a lot of money.
Well, yeah, it was 50%
and
more.
And honestly, I think the movie was fine without being 3D or IMAX. I think it was great.
Yeah, you didn't.
We also sat super close to the screen, so it worked out.
Yeah, and the movie was cool.
It was a really good movie. I liked it better than The Force Awakens.
People say it's the best Star Wars since Empire Strikes Back.
Sure, I'm willing to believe that. Yeah. I liked it a lot better than Force Awakens. It felt way more original. Mm. And I didn't feel like they were forcing any plot points.
And the droid is the best
one. I didn't feel like anything
one.
Was forced.
The
and the droid is great.
He's the best droid.
He's sarcastic and...
He's a douche.
he's
you're
good.
Like, come on.
Come on, you're a droid. But he's good. It's a good movie. I highly recommend it. Honestly, even if you didn't know that much about Star Wars, it'd still be a good movie.
Yeah, they put a lot of Easter eggs in there. But...
I mean, it does help. So, this is well known, so it's not a spoiler. The movie takes place before...
A New Hope.
After the new, like, prequels, but,
yeah, it's
like,
3,
before
3.
The
5.
Originals. So, yeah, it's, like, a middle of the road, and they're going to, like, set up a New Hope.
Yeah, it's to set up the original Star Wars movie.
Yeah, and it's really good. And so, if you've seen the original Star Wars, that's really the only one that makes sense that you need to have seen to get any context out of it.
Yeah,
you don't really
you don't know
need
who
to have
the
seen...
Darth Vader is.
Yeah, you don't need to have seen anything except A New Hope.
Yeah.
So, if you don't like Star Wars, or if you don't like the new Star Wars, like, rest assured you're not missing anything if you don't have that.
Yeah, as long as you've seen the original first episode 4 Star Wars from 1977.
Yeah.
The movie that's
you forgot there were
40
ever
years old.
Another Star Wars after
that's
that.
40 years ago.
God.
When that was being filmed, probably.
That's crazy. All right, so... We can talk more about that on the next podcast, but we got to get our stories out of the way because we have to record another podcast and we're at like 35 minutes.
Okay, story.
Do you want to start or should I start? Are you ready for yours?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Okay.
Just like, you do know?
No, I don't know. But well, I'll figure it out. You
okay.
Do yours first.
Stay with me tonight, she said to him longingly, but he didn't want to stay. So, Joseph left because he didn't like her at all. And here's the thing. Yeah.
Is it outside Joseph?
Shut up. Joseph left because he didn't like her because, listen, when you go over to someone's house and you expect to, like make out with them or whatever, mm-hmm. and they're real gross and they have a mouth infection, and then you don't want to stay. And she had a mouth infection.
She had a mouth infection,
yeah.
And she's like, I'm going to give you my
mouth
infection.
Yeah, I don't think she cared or she didn't realize or whatever, but I don't know. He didn't want to tell her, so he left. And he went to turn on the engine to his car, but it didn't work. Like, his car wouldn't start because the engine was busted. Because
mm-hmm.
engines just get busted when cars sit around.
Yeah,
someone came and busted it all
up. If you leave it there for, like, 30 minutes, it just won't
work
anymore.
Yeah, it stopped working. Yeah. So he had to go. He had to call an Uber, but his phone was almost dead, so he had to go real quick, and he didn't have time to get an Uber pool, so he had to pay full price for an Uber. And he Ubered back to his house, and it was $35, and the whole time he was looking at his Uber driver, and he's like, this guy looks really familiar. And just as he was about to get out of the car, he turns to his Uber driver, and he goes, hey, do I know you from somewhere? And the Uber driver goes, you like sports? And he goes, yeah, I'm into sports. I particularly like football. He's like, I was a wide receiver for the Denver Broncos. And he's like, oh, that's how I know you.
And then he
went inside and went to sleep because he didn't want to think about infection lady anymore.
What were your words?
Infection, wide stay, and engine.
What was wide?
Wide receiver. Duh. Main plot point of the story, besides the infection. Listen, I use the word story loosely. We'll do better on the next one.
So, Arthur bought a dud.
Oh. Like a car or
no,
a milk dud?
No, it was a firework.
Oh, that's too bad.
Bought a dud.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
He went, it was 4th of July, and he was going to have he had one firework that he was going to do.
That's all,
is
that all he could afford?
He could only afford one firework.
One firework.
And it was a dud.
Oh.
So he went back to the fireworks store to exchange it.
He exchanged dud fireworks?
Yeah, well, like, it doesn't
have a
fuse anymore.
That's a liberal exchange policy, I'm fine with that.
And, I mean, honestly, it's like the day after, it's the 5th of July. In America, the 4th of July is when you light off fireworks.
Yep.
And, what are you going to do? Like, he's just like, he wanted to get his money back, obviously. But he's like, the guy at the store is like, I can give you another firework.
Okay.
But I'll give you one that's double as good.
Oh.
And it won't affect the price.
Huh.
I'm just giving you the same price. So
that's a deal.
Mm-hmm. So he got it. He was pretty excited about his giant firework.
Uh-huh.
And he called up his friend to go to meet him at the hardware store where he worked.
Mm-hmm.
To go, like, they were gonna light it off behind the light the firework off behind
in the
parking lot of the hardware store. So they did that. And they lit the fuse, and then it's one of those that has, like, a stick, and
mm-hmm.
then it's, like, a rocket.
Like a bottle rocket
but
kind of situation.
But it was a giant one,
because mm-hmm.
it was double as good.
Mm-hmm.
And so they lit it off, but then a pedestrian walked by.
Oh, no.
And it flew up, the rocket flew up in the air, and then everybody looked at it and went, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. The pedestrian thought it was cool, too.
I thought that was going somewhere else. I thought that pedestrian was going to lose an arm.
Right. No. No, he just thought it was a cool firework, mm-hmm. too.
I opened up some Jelly Bellies while you were
Which
waiting.
Ones are these
it's
two?
Either bubble gum or cotton candy. I can't really tell the difference.
Let me see. They're shimmery.
They are.
That's bubble gum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think cotton candy is bubble gum flavored sometimes, so... Mm.
Do you want to know my flavors?
I know one was pedestrian, because I remember writing that, but I don't remember writing any of the other words.
Exchange.
Okay.
Meet.
Okay. Name, that is fine.
And affect.
Oh, that one.
It wouldn't affect the price.
Oh, that's pretty good.
See, I snuck it in there.
You did. I didn't notice
it. You didn't even notice it.
Mine were very contrived.
That's our stories.
I think you had a better story than I did this week.
Yeah, well, I worked on it. All right, that's all for now. We'll talk to you next week.
See you next week. It will definitely feel like more than 2 minutes has passed.
Yeah, okay, bye.
Bye.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.